Well, yesterday was an historic day here in Congress. After nearly seven decades of failed efforts to reform America's health care system, the Senate's Health Committee passed the Affordable Health Choices Act. As a senior member of that committee, I'm very proud of this bill, and I think it sets the stage for what we're going to be doing here. This landmark bill does four things. It will reduce health costs. It will create a strong public option while protecting individuals' choice of doctors and plans. It will assure quality, affordable coverage for nearly every American. And by putting a sharp new emphasis on wellness and prevention, it will begin to transform our current sick care system into a genuine health care system, one focused on keeping people healthy and out of the hospital in the first place. I'm proud that this bill was the product of a robust bipartisan process. We marked up the legislation in open, inclusive proceedings that spanned 13 days and a total of 54 hours. Republicans were full-fledged participants throughout. They offered a total of 210 amendments, of which 161 were accepted, many of them making significant and substantive contributions to the bill. In the end, Republicans voted against the bill in a party-line vote, which, of course, is their right. But just as surely, Democrats are the majority party in Congress, and we have a responsibility to lead. I think that's what the people of this country said last November. They elected Barack Obama to lead, and they elected Democrats in overwhelming majorities in the Senate and House to lead. And that is exactly what we did yesterday, taking a giant step toward fulfilling the mandate that President Obama received last November to reform America's health system. For many months, I've been making the case that it's not enough to talk about how to extend insurance coverage and how to pay for health care, as important as those are. It makes no sense just to figure out a better way to pay bills in a system that is dysfunctional, broken, unsustainable. We have to change the health care system itself. And the Affordable Health Choices Act will begin to do just that. This bill changes the system by putting prevention and public health at the very heart of comprehensive health reform. It will jumpstart America's transformation into a wellness society, a society focused on healthful lifestyles and preventing the chronic diseases that take such a toll on our bodies and on our budgets. Obviously, we can expect changes as we meld the Health Committee's legislation with bills that are working their way now through the Finance Committee in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. But the basic elements are now in place, and they are the right prescription for what ails our broken health system. After yesterday's historic vote, we have major momentum. I am increasingly hopeful that Congress is going to send a strong health reform bill to President Obama's desk by the fall.